Welcome to day 35 of Happier People here with me, Jerry Banfield. Would you like to listen to me talk about an idea I have called The End of Waiting to be Good Enough, featuring a Facebook marketing example? What I mean is feeling like what you have today really is the big deal. What you have today really is the big show. That what you have today really is good enough. I'm going to explain this in Facebook marketing terms, and I hope this will be useful for you to translate into any other aspect of your life where you need it, especially into things like dating, relationships, jobs, or anything you're passionate about today. In Facebook marketing, when I was trying to get started getting a lot of people to notice me online, what I did was do anything necessary to get more people following me. Always this never-ending emphasis on building up the number of people who would like my page, the number of people who would be interacting with me online. I had a huge focus on building up what you might think of as enough. Enough likes on my page, enough comments on my posts, enough shares on my posts, enough views on my videos. The problem is, where do you draw the line between enough and not enough? It's not like there's some magic number you hit and all of a sudden, okay, I got 1,000 page likes, that's enough. Or I have 10,000 page likes, that's enough. Or I have 100,000 page likes, that's enough. Or I have 1,000,000 page likes, that's enough. No, literally, I was still running ads, spending the little amount of money I had available on getting more page likes after I already have 2.2 million Facebook likes. Because the same basic issue was there since day one. I don't have enough fans. I need more. 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 And the problem is when you take this approach in your life, you miss the best opportunities you have by thinking that the opportunities that are going to be the greatest are in the future. We assume that if I get more fans on my Facebook page, then I'll have this great opportunity in the future that I don't have access to today because my page isn't big enough. Basically, my page isn't good enough. This makes for a bad experience for everyone online, both users and everyone who's creating things. See, when I'm creating things online now, at the same time as literally a few weeks ago, I was spending as much as $50 or $100 a day trying to get more people to follow me, running a bunch of ads. At the same time, I'm barely able to respond to the paying customers I have, and I have no hope of responding to all of the people who are commenting for free. I have been a typical example of doing a bad job with marketing online by constantly feeling like I'm not good enough, continuing to try and build endless amounts of new followers. Meanwhile, I don't do a good job with the ones I already have. I'll say that again. I think that's the whole point of this. If you'll just do a good job for the people you already have following you and already are working with you today, that's the best you can do. I've seen this mistake repeated by so many people over and over again, and I'm just continuing to try and do better on it myself. Do better at the business I've already got, and stop trying to build a business that impresses people. Build a business that does a good job for the people that it's involved with. I have enough followers online. I mean, I have 2.2 plus million Facebook likes, 100,000 YouTube subscribers, 100,000 Twitter followers. How many more people do I need following me online? The not good enough thing makes for a world that's annoying to interact with. Right now, online especially, we have a world where almost everyone is going to the same few websites. And those websites have really crappy support because there's way too many people for them to handle one-on-one. When you've got a website like Google, Google can't even start to provide the tip of the iceberg of individual support for people using Google as a search engine. There's so many people using Google. There's so many people using Facebook that the companies are completely unable, even with all their money and resources, to provide any decent, consistent customer support. Even when you're actually spending money with Facebook and Google, they, over the years, have consistently struggled to provide any decent customer support, even if you're spending thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars a month with them. They find it difficult. Facebook just set up live chat. Finally, after all the money it's made, they finally just set up live chat. For most of Facebook ads, the best you could do was try and get email support. Most of the time working for me in Facebook ads, I had almost no help or no support at all. And that's why hundreds of people around the world hired me to help, because Facebook didn't hardly offer any help. Now, isn't that amazing? A company making so much money, completely inept at being able to work with the average customer. And that's from the not good enough complex. We're all making this world together. When we feel like we're not good enough, we disrespect the people who are following us. We don't do a good job for the people who are already in our lives. And we're endlessly trying to acquire new people in our lives all the time that we can then deliver the same low quality service for. And there's no magic tipping point where you suddenly say, I'm enough. If you wanted to point mine out, the closest you could probably say, once I got 100,000 YouTube subscribers, it started to occur to me that I needed to do a good job for those subscribers and not make the endless focus on getting more subscribers, but to simply do a good job for the subscribers I already had. This has been what seems like a huge breakthrough to me, and yet it's something that's available to everyone everywhere. If you've just got one person following you online, that is an amazing opportunity, because the ideal experience to work with as both a user and a provider, wouldn't you like to be on a website where the owner of the website could afford to provide you one-on-one interaction? Imagine going to Google and there'd be a pop-up on the chat saying, oh, not sure what you're looking for. Would you like me to give you some personal assistance? Maybe I can help you with your search. Can you imagine that? Google can't provide that, though. I mean, maybe they could, but there's so many people searching, it's hard to imagine how much it'd cost them to try and provide a simple chat box on their website asking for help. Same thing on Facebook. Same thing on YouTube. It's amazing, as a YouTube creator, how bad all the support was up until you get a bunch of people watching your channel. Then you can get email support. And if you get as 100,000 subscribers, you can get verified and even get a phone call with someone at YouTube headquarters. I had to spend $30,000 in ad revenue and make over 1,000 videos before I got some decent support from YouTube. Now, think of the value you can offer on your Facebook page or on your website in your life when you actually provide that one-on-one support, when you have a chat box available, because there's so few people visiting your website, you can afford to talk to each one of them individually. What happens, though? Most of us miss this opportunity in our endless quest for more. And I've missed it worse than most people. That's why I didn't stop until I had 2 million Facebook likes with advertising on Facebook. Most people stopped at a few thousand or 10,000 or maybe 100,000. No, me, nothing was ever enough. And now I've built another problem. I get a lot of people who are really impressed with my followers online, which is certainly the objective I was going for when I started my business and was building it up 5 years ago. You know what I have now? Different kinds of problems. It is humbling to look and realize that no matter what I do, I can't possibly give all my followers what they want every day. There's a day I make a tutorial video, I make a League of Legends video, I play some Call of Duty, and no matter what I do, people want me to do something else. If I'm playing Call of Duty, people ask for League of Legends. If I'm playing League of Legends, people ask for a tutorial video. If I'm doing a tutorial video, people ask for a gaming video. No matter what I do, I'm not making everyone happy, because the more people that are following you, the more people you are in a equipped, unable to serve effectively. For example, with my podcast, no matter what I make an episode about, someone's going to be like, well, I don't really need this. Or I wish he would have done this about something else. I'm grateful Cindy suggested I try and mention some more of the business aspects of my life, specifically in the episode, so that you know that that episode talks about those things, instead of what I often do is just talk about my business and I don't mention it in the title at all. So you see, even with my podcast, I'm grateful that Buzzsprout says, my hosting provider says, there's 100 plus listeners on my podcast now. And instead of endlessly promoting my podcast for the first time, I'm simply seeking to do a good job for you on it consistently. If I do a good job on it consistently for you, you are likely to gently, slowly over time, refer some of your friends and family and maybe people online over to my podcast. Now, if I endlessly promote and advertise my podcast, I'm likely to spend a bunch of time and effort doing other things that don't relate to doing a good job on the podcast for you, just like I did on my Facebook page. I've spent so much time advertising and trying to make a bigger business online that now it is literally taking me months to settle down and just try and figure out what exactly everyone following on me most consistently wants, to figure out what is the most valuable activity I can do for my followers. I have done a really poor job listening to you, the people following me. I've done a really poor job at it. I've had thousands of people ask me to please do more League of Legends videos. So what did I do? I did more Call of Duty videos. I've had thousands of people ask for more tutorial videos, more hacking videos. And I finally made one new hacking video. You see, the more people you have following you, the more difficult it is to please everyone, the more difficult it is to effectively serve them. The people and opportunities you have today are good enough. And when you do good with the opportunities you have today, you will get natural growth. You will get organic growth. And if you are into organic foods, then you might want to be into organic growth online. It's nice to have slow, steady, organic growth. I have gotten a lot of rapid viral growth in my business. I have a video with 2.5 million views. I have a League of Legends video with 600,000 views on YouTube. I have a video on Facebook with 9 million views on Call of Duty. I have several videos with 1 million plus views on Facebook. And that viral growth has crushed me over and over again. It's forced me to set up systems that are more effective at managing my business. So instead of having more and more time to do work for you, I've had to make more and more systems to be fair. I've had to continually become better as each new viral rave has crushed me in one way or another. What I found on Udemy that worked really well was serving the students I had, turning those people who bought my courses into raving fans who then bought all my other courses, who then told their friends about my courses, and that gave me a lot of growth. What I hope I've shared in talking about this today is to see the value of being good enough in your life right now, to see that you have enough opportunities for today, and you'll be given new opportunities at the rate which you can handle them if you feel good enough. If you feel like you're not good enough today, if you feel like my dogs put their 2 cents into this episode, if you feel like what you're doing isn't good enough, you will run into things. You'll do all these things you didn't need to do to start with. And then you'll get new opportunities handed to you faster than you can handle them. You'll make poor decisions out of those opportunities. And you'll often be left overwhelmed, wishing you hadn't even done anything at all. One of my biggest consistent challenges is feeling overwhelmed. With all these followers online, I feel like I get up and there's not enough time in the day to even do a decent job for everyone. That I try and do a League of Legends video each day. I try and do a tutorial or something business related every day. I try and do this podcast every day. And that's just essentially to meet the minimum. The minimum that most of my followers or a lot of my followers would like. When I combine all those different aspects, a tutorial video, a League of Legends video, and then try and hang out with my friends, I try and participate in my family, I try and do exercise every day. I have a full life today and I'm very grateful for it. And as I go forward and work in my business today, the main exercise is for me to feel like the business I have is good enough. Because then I'll look around in my business as I'm doing today and see what can I do to most effectively serve the followers I already have? What can I do to most effectively help the people who are already asking for my help? Instead of trying to go find a bunch more people who will ask for my help, how do I help the people who already want my help? How do I give you that's listening to this podcast what you need and what you're looking for today? I'm sure just by doing this subject, there are lots of people who chose not to listen to this episode just based on the title. The more people you have following, the more difficult it is to narrow down exactly what everyone wants. When you have just one or two people following you, it's a great opportunity to really make a high impact in terms of helping those one or two people. I feel like the more people you have following you, the harder it is to make a deep impact with them. Whereas the smaller number of people following, you can make a huge impact. So today, my exercise is to look around in my life, especially in my business, and see an area where I'm operating from the not good enough mindset. To see a place where I'm working under the assumption that I'm not good enough, and then if I work really hard, I can prove that I am. Because I want to be aware of any area I'm doing that. If I'm not aware, that tends to be my default programming, not good enough. So if I'm not paying attention, that as I've not paid attention a lot of my business, I've worked under the assumption for most of the 5 years of my business that my business wasn't good enough. And that's why you see the crazy business I have online today. It was built up to prove how great I am. And now it proves every day how inadequate I am. And so the nice thing I've gotten out of that is the peace of being good enough. I hope this is useful for you today, whether you're trying to apply it in your business online or whether you're trying to apply it in your personal life. When you apply the things I just said to dating or relationships or working at your job or even driving, if you don't have to buy a better car to prove you're a good enough driver, you see, I think in almost all of these areas, the feeling of not good enough is extremely toxic. So if you can see it and identify it in my life and hear me talk about it, I hope it'll be useful for you in your life. Thank you very much for listening to this today. I hope you have a wonderful day.